Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Plume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home is sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So everybody's scrambling to get everything done for the holidays. Only a couple of weeks to go and the rest of the year. And so I pulled out this article that came up with the changes that they expect to happen in real estate in 2020. This week, they did come out and say that the interest rates were not going to be changing. And so that, you know, they always vary a little bit going up and down and that kind of thing. But as far as the long term, what they're looking at is that interest rates are really good to be purchasing a home right now.
Yeah, couldn't agree more with that.
Yeah.
Especially even if you're looking to refinance or if you're just looking to go out and get it. I mean, they're still at an all-time low. I think they're hovering around the 3.75, you know, on a good day. But
yeah.
I mean, that's still stellar compared. I mean, when I bought my first home, I remember it was 7% because you had to take two loans. So I remember I had an 80-20 and my first loan was like 7.25 or 7.5. And then my second loan was 12. And that wasn't that long ago. I mean, I bought my first house, I think it was in 07 or 08. So it wasn't that long ago, you know. And
yeah.
Then now, I mean, they're hovering like around the fours and you only got to get one loan. So it's great.
Right. Right. So that's really good. But one of the predictions is that a booming housing market, and that is because of the low interest rates, a growing economy, you know, it's like all of those things that go together that make that it will be a booming housing market in 2020.
Yeah.
And so they're expecting that. Now, one thing that they're saying, though, that's kind of on the negative side is that they're saying that skyrocketing homeowners insurance and that homeowners insurance is going up. And that's because that they're saying that the reason that the markets, that insurance companies react to the increasing number of natural disasters.
Huh. Well, I kind of can see that happening. I mean, like California has the wildfires, you know, we have the hurricanes, and then the Midwest has the tornadoes. So,
yeah, and they've got the snow and all that
stuff
too.
Yeah. So I can kind of see that increasing. Mine went up a little bit this year. It wasn't too much. It was $200, but if it goes up $200 every year, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, so it's just something that you always have to shop. I always believe that that's something that you need to shop. And then you need to do your wind mitigation to make sure that you can keep it as low as possible and everything too. So the next thing is that they're talking about is that the iBuyers are going to be expanding.
Yep, and
really crazy.
That's okay.
But yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to touch base on the iBuyer. So with that one there, I mean, yeah, I see that one coming up. That one seems that they're going to be our market, I think, for next year and maybe even for the following year.
And all of you might be wondering, like, what are iBuyers and what are you talking about? And that's really like the Open Doors and the
The Zillows and OfferPads and I think Purple
Bricks.
Yeah. So those are just the ones that are coming in. But those you really want to, in my opinion, look at. I mean, just opinion, I think that's something that you would want to look at. You want to compare to the iBuyer versus a regular buyer, you know, versus with a regular realtor a real estate agent. I mean, I have people all the time that reach out to me and say, well, OfferPad is offering me this or one of those companies are offering me that. But when you look down to it, you almost make more, in my opinion, with a real estate agent.
Well, you do. I mean, it comes down to that all the studies have shown that it's somewhere between 11 and 12% is what you're giving up in working with without having to actually have people come through your property and see it and all of that kind of stuff. And it does take off some stress because you don't have to have any of that stuff happen. You know the date that it's going to sell, you know all those things. And so, but the profit of your home is not being put in your pocket. It's being put in somebody else's pocket.
Exactly.
So there's a small segment of the population that's good for, and they figure it's somewhere between 10 and 12%.
Yeah. Which is quite a bit of money if you think about it. And it's well worth it to, you know, to check all your options. Options. There you go. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Only because, you know, like I said, I mean, it's great and all, but I mean, we'll make it work if there's certain days that you need to show your house, whatever have you. I mean, just keep in mind that, you know, you're not getting as many people, as much foot traffic, But if you're only available on Saturdays from 10 to 3, well, then that's when we're going to show it. But it's worth it, in my opinion, to, you know, have that and be able to pocket the extra 10 to 12%.
Well, you know, we offer the guaranteed sale. And what the guaranteed sale does is that it's kind of at that iBuyer type of price. But the difference with what we do is we're in the business to sell your home. So you've got that, you've got that guarantee. But then in addition to that, you've also got the opportunity that you're the one that's going to put the profit in your pocket, not mm-hmm. us.
Exactly.
And so that's what, you know, what the value of that is and everything that works really well for that. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So that's just another one, is that the iBuyers are expanding and there's more and more coming in. I mean, Orlando is one of the test markets, you know, for that. So we have most of them that are in here, whereas a lot of the other parts of the country don't even know what that is, but they do exist here. And we kind of have all of those kinds of things in there. One of the things is that they're talking about that there's going to be some software shakeups. And that's more on real estate side, on as realtors, that there are going to be a lot of companies that are combining and that kind of stuff in regards to what's happening. And then, you know, one of the things that they're talking about is, you know, I think that the commissions for the buyer's agent, when the buyer's agent is just, the people are finding the house on their own online. And one of the things that we do differently in that is that we actually look for off-market properties to make sure that, you know, maybe it's something that is on the market that's the best property for you, but it might be something that's not on the market or mm-hmm. not something that you can readily find. I mean, it's obviously the people want to sell it if we find it for you, but a lot of the houses, most people don't realize this, never end up online, never end up, you know, on the MLS, you know, all of those kinds of things that are being sold. And so, you know, to be able to find the exact property that you want, you're not necessarily held to what's on the MLS. You're held to, you know, the property that you actually want. And so we go to great measures to make sure that we actually find that for you.
Yeah. I mean, we work hard for that. I mean, we're always out looking. We'll send letters out to the neighborhood if there's a neighborhood that is what our buyer is interested in. Because you never know, like you said, I mean, it might have been something where that particular seller might have been, you know, kicking some rocks or something, thinking that they're going to do it, maybe not. And then here they get a letter from us, hey, we got a buyer that wants your home. And they're like, oh my gosh. And then next thing you know, that could be the home that that particular buyer is looking for. So like you said, I mean, we go through great leaps and bounds to find that house for the buyer.
Well, and I've had people before that say, if that house goes on the market, you know, I want to buy it. Well, mm-hmm. obviously, we're going to get contact the owner on your behalf and say, hey, I don't know that you're considering selling, but if you are, we do have a definite buyer that's interested. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, they might be saying, oh, yeah, I was thinking of doing it next week. Well, mm-hmm. if the buyer put themselves under contract in something else and then that house became available next week, they'd be really upset mm-hmm. because they would think that, oh, I could have had that dream house that I really wanted, but we didn't really go after it aggressively enough to get it.
Yep.
And so you definitely have to do that. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that come to play when you're looking for a house. And so you just want to make sure that you're doing the right thing and doing what you have to do in order to make that happen.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, it's a big investment. So like you said, you want to make sure it's the right one.
Yep, absolutely. And so in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we will see you after the break. Have a great one.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home's sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we've got another free report that we're going to be talking about today, and that is the legal mistakes to avoid when buying or selling a home. Again, a lot of information that we're going to be giving out here. And so if you'd like to get this free report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, extension 1011. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave us your address and we'll send it to you. Or if you want to have us email it to you, we can do that too. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1011. So what happens when you're buying or selling a home is that there is a lot of legal issues that come into play. It's not an uncomplicated process that you're going to be going through when you're buying or selling a house. And I mean, first of all, is the contract. And if you're working with a builder, it's a different contract than if you're working with a resale product generally. Mm-hmm. And those contracts are at a minimum of usually at least 12 pages, if not longer.
Well, yeah, for us, regular real estate is, I think it's 13 now, actually. They added another page in there. But the builder is, depending on
50,
the builder,
60,
68
100.
Pages, 75 pages. Yeah. It's like, holy hoopla.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, most of the time you're getting it as a, you know, from the builder, most of the time you're getting it in an email copy. So it's like, it's a lot to read through if you mm-hmm. want to read through it. But basically it is going to protect the builder because that's, you know, they're in business. It's their attorneys and stuff like that are putting it together. But they're still fair. I mean, it's like basically you have to know that if you're not going to close, you could possibly lose your deposit, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, and you're protected in some ways. But most of the time, if they're going to build it for you, then they're building it for you. And so they're going to have some loss as a result of that. And so you could lose your deposit if you don't follow through with the sale.
Yeah.
So that's probably your biggest thing that you could run into.
In there. That, and I think also the timeline.
Yeah.
I noticed that in there. Some builders, you know, they'll put on there a timeline of, you know, let's say 6-7 months. But a lot of times they protect themselves. I want to say I've seen some up to 2 years and some up to a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously there's things that can fall into play, you know, Mother Nature, all that great jazz that can affect it, your house being built. But that's usually what I see. I noticed one was 2 years. The other day I was looking at one, and then the other one was 18 months. So it just really depends on that.
Well, there's permitting and that kind of thing that have to happen. And so they have to get all of those things approved and everything, obviously. And with the amount of building that's going up, it does take a little bit longer to get that done.
They usually
done.
Say that that's one of the longest ones is the permit, to gather the permit. They're saying that that's anywhere from a few weeks to a month, 6 weeks even, mm-hmm. just for the county to come out and get the permitting done, which is usually the longest time. Because once you got the permit done, then it seems like the house is done tomorrow. I mean, not really, but, you know, it's only usually like a month or 2-3 months, depending on the size of the home. But it's usually the permitting that takes the longest, I've noticed. And that's just because, like you said, there's so much building going on that, you know, the counties are a little bit backed up. I mean, in Osceola, I mean, they're just building like there's no tomorrow. I remember we were talking about it not too long ago that it's like where they're 6 months in the rears, per se, for the amount of building that's going on, that, you know, they're not 6 months, obviously, to get the permit, but that they just have so much on their plate that they're backed up like almost 6 months of work just going through to get that stuff going. And that's just Osceola, and I'm sure Orange is just as bad. You know, but it's, you know, it's a good time. I mean, everybody's building and, you know, the products are good and it's kind of just, and it keeps us fresh.
Right. And so, you know, so there are issues and things that you want to look for and that you want to do, you know, when it does come to making sure that you're protected and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when you're working with a builder, there are warranties that usually come into play and everything. But you want to make sure that you understand, you know, how they work and everything and all of that kind of stuff, because usually you have a year that anything that goes wrong that they're going to fix it. And then 2 years on mechanical, and then it's 10 years on structural. And so, you know, it's like you just want to make sure that you're protecting yourself and that kind of stuff. So there might be some legal things that you want to make sure that you protect yourself. And obviously when you're buying a new home, you want to make sure that you do the inspection. I know so many people don't do a formal inspection, but it only makes sense.
Yeah. I always recommend, I mean, even people that are paying cash are always like, why do I need an inspection? And I'm like, well, you're spending a lot of money on this home. Let's just make sure it's up to par. I mean, even like you said, on new stuff, you know, and it's just because they go in there, you know, they're building. It's not that there's anything against the builder, but they're just going in there, they're building it. And sometimes, you know, they're all product, you know, whatever
they call
it. Well,
they're going from one house to the next.
Yep,
and so it, production builders.
There you
and
go.
So,
that's what I was looking for.
So, you know, when they're doing it, you know, it's like something could be missed and it could be in the attic and it could be something simple. I mean, I remember you saying that when you bought your last house and there wasn't any insulation over the kitchen, you know, and the thing was, is that, you know, if nobody went up into the that kitchen area to check it out, then nobody would know that. And then when you're looking to purchase a house, you're generally not walking in all the trusses and seeing what's going on up there. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And if you'd like to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So when you're looking at the you know, the legal things that you could you know, run into challenges and stuff on, I mean, one of them is a survey clause. You know, it's like knowing actually where your land is and all of that kind of stuff is really important. And most of the time when you're getting a loan on the property, the lender's going to require that there's a survey. But if you're paying cash, it's not usually as prevalent. And I remember, you know, there was one situation that I ran into a year or so ago where the people, you know, where we were looking at the survey, they were paying cash for it. But there was actually an easement, an electrical easement that was running underneath the house. So theoretically, that means that the power company could come in there and dig up the house, you know, to get in there. And it was, and they had another area that was pretty close to that where they didn't really have to do that. But we had to go through some work and make sure that we could get that. That was something that we wanted to make sure is that that easement was released so that that owner wasn't going to have to worry about that at some point in time that the electric company was going to come in and dig underneath the house because that was an easement that they had on that property.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually don't find those kinds of things, but it's obviously a lot better to know that and to know what your recourse and everything is on that to make sure that you're going to be protected if you find something like that. And we did negotiate with the seller on that, that they had contributed some money towards the legal fees that were going to be there in order to get that relieved because it wasn't going to be able to be done by closing and nobody wanted to wait, but we knew how much it was going to cost and already knew that it was going to be solved,
mm-hmm.
but we wanted to make sure that it got solved the right way.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just little things like that that you want to make sure before you get into something like that, you know, on the surveys. And they're just good to have, like you said, with the clauses. And I was told before, like, to recommend that, the surveys within the lease the last couple years.
Right.
Because, you know, and every surveyor might be different, but, you know, you want to make sure. I mean, we've seen it before where, you know, somebody's put a fence up 20 years ago and then when they have a new survey come out and, hey, that guy's like 2 feet over my line or I'm 2 feet over on theirs or something like that. So it's good to have. And that's one of the reasons that you have the survey.
Yeah. And, you know, especially when there's acreage and stuff like mm-hmm. that, too. You know, we've got a couple of properties right now that are under contract that have some land, and the people really want to know, you know, where that land ends. So it just makes sense that you would do that.
Oh, yeah.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. We'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home is sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we're going over the legal mistakes to avoid when buying or selling a home. And it's a lot of information. And so if you'd like this free report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, extension 1011. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave your address or email address and we'll send it out to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1011. So we kind of touched on this a little bit where we talked about the home inspection clause, but what it's talking about here is not just having the home inspection clause, but that people can get out of the contract just because they don't like what it says on the home inspection or something like that. And maybe that's okay with you and maybe it's not. I mean, sometimes it's, I mean, the home inspection clause can be that during a period of time, and some people would take 10, 15 days, that they put the property under contract waiting for the home inspection, and they can just walk away, you know, and it doesn't have to be any reason in particular. I mean, it's really like get out of jail free card is really what it is. It's not, it doesn't have anything to do with the home inspection. It's just that they don't have to be committed to the property because of that. So as a seller, you definitely want to know that. And so that home inspection time frame becomes obviously very important and everything. And you want to make sure because, you know, there are times when the home inspection comes back and the buyer says, well, I'm really not comfortable with this part of the home inspection. And then the seller can say, okay, well, you know, I'm willing to do X, Y, Z. If that, will that make you comfortable? Mm-hmm. Like we recently sold a house that the owners repiped the property because it had polybutylene pipe. And they were willing to do that. And so, you know, the problem with the polybutylene pipe is that the new owner was going to have a hard time getting insurance or it was going to be quite a bit more expensive. So they didn't want to take that risk. So the seller said, all right, well, we'll go ahead and we'll repipe the house so that we don't have that issue.
Yeah. And it comes up sometimes with situations like that with the inspections. But like you said, it's more like a peace of mind. See if it's something that you want to move forward with. Or if it is something that maybe the seller can do or negotiate for you. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it is a big investment, so you want to make sure you know what you're getting into. Sometimes it's little minor stuff. I mean, maybe a door jam, you know, a door lock, you know, like in that case, maybe the insulation is low or something like that. And those might be things that you might be okay with. But then at the end of the day, if it's got like maybe the piping issue or maybe the AC is not working, things like that, it's a little bit bigger of an expense. It's something that says, hey, you know what, I would like for you to fix it, or you know what, I think I'm just going to back away from it. But at least this way, both parties, you know, are pretty much informed because the seller will know for the next buyer, maybe that will be an issue if the current buyer doesn't wish, and then that buyer is moving on because obviously that's something that they don't really want to take advantage of. So, and it's good to have, in my opinion.
Well, and one of the things that it reminded me of this article that I have that I'm not sure we'll get to today, but it's talking about on the walkthrough, but there's certain things in the home that aren't really covered, you know, in a home inspection that shouldn't, you know, that you're not expecting, like scratches on the floor or like, you know,
paint. Even one. I know we had that issue one time where they did do something in the home and they painted it, but it wasn't the same like color as the rest of the home, but they wanted that other room painted, but it's not really a requirement. It's not a requirement through the loan, and it's not a requirement through like the
contract at all. Yeah.
So that was could have turned into a sticky situation, but it didn't. But yeah, it's things like that, like you said, scratches on floor, paint, you know, things of that nature.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're gonna, you know, it's like the home inspection is for the mechanical parts of the home. Yep. It's not for the cosmetic. And the cosmetic is all really what you can see when you're looking at the home to purchase it, you know, in the first place. But the mechanical things are the things that really come into play in the home inspection. And you want to make sure that you find them. I mean, you watch all those shows on HGTV and they're showing you, you know, that they're running into all of these problems. Well, it doesn't sound like they do inspections on any of those properties that they're doing.
Yeah, I don't think so. And if I don't know why they wouldn't, but they, yeah, it doesn't seem like they do, because when they start getting into the nitty gritty, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, this is $6,000 of a hit because, you know, this is going on or it's got this or that. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
All you had to do was do a home inspection and you would have known that those
exactly.
things.
So
it comes down to it, but it's like when you, and so sometimes, you know, it's easier for a homeowner to get a home inspection before they even put their house on the market. Because that way, you know, I mean, that if you have another inspector that comes in, they're always going to find something different. It's always it's so
just
funny
it
to
is,
me.
Yeah.
It's the way that it is. But at least you have an idea for the big things in regards to what's going on and everything like that.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things that also gives you peace of mind, too, because you're living in the home. You obviously are thinking everything is up to par. Everything's copacetic.
Yeah.
And then, you know, somebody comes and says, hey, you know, you got this going on. Oh, my gosh, I didn't even know, because, you know, it's just something that you didn't even think of, or there wasn't causing any alarm. And then it's something that you can even, you know, just rectify for yourself own being, you know, because you're living there.
Yep. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So another thing that it has on here is, swimming pool information, making sure that you're covered on that, because there are different things that are required when you have a pool, like fencing and mm-hmm. those kinds of things that are required. And most houses have it if they're in the cage and all that kind of good stuff, which we have a lot of those around Central Florida because of the bugs and stuff. And some people are definitely, I never want a cage. And then there's other people that I love my cage. Yep. So,
well, I believe if you don't have a cage around the pool, you have to have, your yard needs to be fenced, because it's more of a safety liability. And then if it is caged, you have to have the doors, I believe, that the two screen doors have to be locking function. But a lot of people will have the little fences up because of, for the market that we're in, we have a lot of short-term rentals and things like that. So they put it up more for a safety security. And then a lot of times, too, they have those little alarms on the sliding doors that are very loud.
Very annoying.
Very loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll put those up as well. So just some safety features, but it's more of just for that. You just want to make sure, because like if you ever notice, like on bank owns and it's got a pool, I mean, they come in and they do this whole big wooden plastic tarp thingy. Yeah. And everybody's always like, oh my gosh, why do they do that? And I'm like, well, it's a safety thing, because if a kid comes in or an animal comes in or another person comes in and something happens, they can easily go after the homeowner. For being negligent, even though they're on their property, but it's just the way that it is. So yeah, they always have to go through those precautions on that, which is great in my opinion. I mean, might as well be safer than sorry,
Right. So again, this is a lot of information and there's more things in this report. So if you'd want like us to send you a free report, you can call anytime 833-535-8081 extension 1011. You don't have to talk to anyone. Just leave us your address and we'll send it out to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1011. So there's just a lot of things when it comes to a real estate transaction legally that you need to be aware of mm-hmm. and everything yeah. that happens. The forms that we use are generally, for the transactions that we do, they're forms that are put together by the Florida Bar and the Realtor Association together. So they're fair for everybody, both sides, but you have to understand it. So you might want to have an attorney that's involved in that, or knowing, what the scoop is. We're not attorneys, but we can fill in the blanks. And so we know what those things are, but we can't legally give you any advice and everything when it comes to that. So that might be something that you want to do on your own.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Hello, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume from Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
In case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home is sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So, Danielle, I think you probably have some properties to talk about this morning.
Yep. Came across some good ones, so that's pretty good. One of them that I came across is in Winter Haven, so that's Polk County. It's a nice little, it would be probably a perfect home for, an investor or a first-time home buyer. So this property here, they're asking, it's off-market, so they're only asking $75,000 for the home. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath, 1,300 square feet, built in 1955. Retail value for the home is around $145,000 based upon the comps. If you were to flip it, really flip rehab per se, like you just want to get in there, do some stuff to it, they're looking at about maybe $25,000. That you would spend. But if you wanted to just keep it as like a rental rehab, because the return on investment is really nice, maybe only about $5,000. And that's really just getting in there, cleaning it, probably a fresh coat of paint, things like that.
Yeah.
because the kitchen and the flooring are in good condition. It is actually a vacant property right now, but market rent is going for about $950. So again, I mean, that's a really
that's a great return on investment. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And location is good. Winter Haven, if you're not really familiar with it, I mean, there's just, it's a nice little one kind of going in, going out type of thing. You're close to like Legoland right off of 27. So you're good in corridors. And then, you know, you're hop, skip, and a jump to I-4. So really nice location, in my opinion. And for that price, I mean, that's just phenomenal.
Yeah, which our average price right now is $250.
Yeah, $258, I believe, actually. Yeah. So
$258. So when you're looking at that, you could get a house for $75,000. I mean, that's a
And even just putting a little bit into it, I mean, if you come in like it's, you know, and just put in $25,000 that they're required, saying that it probably needs, which again is just more probably like an up facelift because it was built in the 50s. So probably not a lot has been done to it.
Right.
And then turn around and sell it, and you can probably sell it for about $150. Then, heck, you're really making a really nice return there.
Yeah.
And then even if you wanted to keep it as a rental again, I mean, it's a great way to move. It would be a nice little cash cow, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
There's another one that I came across, which is right here. It's in Orlando, a really popular zip code, which is 32818. It's really up and coming, that zip code. It's over off of Hiawassee. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home. They're asking $135 for off-market price, which again is still way under for what that area is calling for. And it's looking anywhere from like a $25,000 to $30,000, as far as if you wanted to like flip and go with it.
Yeah.
Roof is about 10 years old, so it's in good condition. AC is about 10 years old as well. It's vacant. It's cleaned out. It's a block home, which is really nice. So again, if you were to get that, you know, for $135, you're flipping it or putting some money into it. And again, that's really what I've noticed with these properties is it's really just like to freshen it up some because they've had either renters in it or a homeowner that maybe, you know, fell on bad times. And so they just didn't keep it up. But if you did a rental rehab, the same thing. I mean, rent in that area is going for roughly about $1,400. And the rent rehab is about the same, about $5,000. But if you were to turn around and sell it, even after that, I mean, you're looking at almost about a $200,000 price tag that you can get for that area because it's a nice home built in 88, so it's not that old. 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a 1-car garage. So nice piece of property as well. So again, I mean, you just got some nice properties out there that are coming across. And if you're looking at, like, I even came across that they're doing something new over by our neck of the woods, 34747. They've got some vacation condos going in, fully furnished. You can actually pick out your furniture package from the developer. They're starting at right around the $300,000, but it's turnkey, where it's on-site property management, which is really nice. The HOA is not as high as I would expect, and it's included of everything. So it's like turnkey. They have 2 different options. So again, you can either start with something like this, or if you're looking for, hey, you know what, I want everybody to do it for me and I just want to make the money per se. That's a good one. It's only 5 to 7 minutes to Disney. So, I mean, it's like super close and it's brand spanking new. And so we've got like really nice options. Those are going to be available. They're available now, but they have a new phase coming, which is going to be the spring. And, I mean, again, about the low threes, high twos is where they're coming
in. Well, I think they had pro formas on that, too. So if you're interested in that, then we could obviously get you that information.
Exactly.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home's sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So that's a few properties. And one of the things that I just wanted to touch on and stuff today is that, you know, we're always working with great partners and everything.
Oh,
and,
yeah, for sure.
And one of the great partners that we work with is Equitable Title.
Yeah.
And they have 9 offices, I believe, throughout the Central Florida area. And so, you know, regardless of where you're at in town, they're going to be convenient for you, or they'll make it convenient for you, is basically what it comes down to. But they work really good, and making sure that, and they're attorney owned. So
mm-hmm. yep.
they've got, you know, that thing going for them, obviously. And, you know, the title companies do a lot of work once the property goes under contract to make sure that all the pieces come together. And we're working in conjunction with them and the other agents, if there is one, as well as with the lenders and the inspectors and everybody to make sure that that gets done. But I just wanted to highlight Equitable a little bit today because they do a really good job when we're, you know, working with us.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I mean, we go to them for everything. So, I mean, even if we have questions or even our clients will have questions, maybe on a sale that they've already done in the past.
Yeah.
You know, they're always seem to be there to help.
Yeah.
And if they don't know the answer, they're going to put us in the right direction. So that's what's good.
Yeah. And I mean, there are times, I mean, where you run into different things. I mean, recently this piece of land that just got sold, I mean, they had to, there was a probate issue that had to be done with that. And so, yeah. You know.
And believe it or not, that was done in a real timely manner. Like, I think we only needed an extra 30 days. There was a probate done in Pennsylvania, which is where the owners lived, but they needed to do one here in Florida. But yeah, it was like less than 30 days, I think, which is just phenomenal. So they have, you know, the right people in their pocket, in my opinion,
uh-huh.
to help you get it, you know, going. And like I said, if they come across some kind of a roadblock, they're, you know, they have the way to get us out of it.
To get through it.
Yep.
And I mean, that's what's important when you're working with partners, when you're working with us, whether you're working with a title company, mm-hmm. with a lender, you know, all of those things to make sure that everything goes as smooth as it possibly can, because that's obviously what makes life easy. You know, it's like you don't want to get into your house and go, oh, my gosh, I'm here. But it was such a nightmare to get there.
Exactly. Yeah, because you're going to hate living there. You're going to hate making that payment. And then at the end, you might even hate, you know, the people that got you there, too. So, you know, we don't want that. We want you to be happy from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And all the way up until you when you decide to sell it or whatever have you. So for sure. And it really does help, like you said, when you have the right people helping you get to that.
Yeah, because everybody thinks, oh, I can find my house online and that's it. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of it. And it's just the beginning, actually.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, so you have to there's a lot of work that goes into it to make sure. And, you know, and I mean, one of the things that we offer is we have that buyback guarantee that it's, you know, that if you're not satisfied with your home purchase and you purchase it through us, then we'll either buy it back or sell it for free. You know, so that gives you that extra peace of mind and everything, too. That is one of the things that we do different than other people do and that kind of thing. So we just want to make sure that we're protecting the people that we're working with so that they've got absolutely the best deal.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're trusting us with one of your biggest purchases. So
that's right.
Make sure we're doing right.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a great one.